This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Ball game over! A perfect game! A perfect game for David Cone!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on The Fan. Your boy, BT, we've been doing a lot of Knicks, of course, as we'll continue to do so, and we'll reset coming up at 12 o'clock. Anything you might have missed, by the way, check out the free Odyssey app. Started the show talking about the Knicks, basically been doing Knicks ever since. But and I do want to get into the Rangers at some point. We'll do more of the baseball tomorrow and obviously look ahead to the NFL draft, which I'm starting to get really excited about now as we're just days away here. But on that topic, your boy Zach finally was traded. And yeah. I'd love to get your thoughts here in a second. I personally was shocked that they were able to get even move up. Like, think about it. They moved up around to get rid of Zach Wilson, which is incredible, where we thought they were just going to cut him and get nothing for it. But the end of an era, sadly, that Zach Wilson is no more a New York Jet.
Yeah, the ironic thing is I actually think I nailed it to the T, like what the Jets would have to do to actually trade him. Remember I said like a week or so ago that they would have to attach like a sixth round or something to incentivize. Like, I just thought somebody would give up, you know, a seventh round pick, whatever it is.
So it's Zach and a seven.
Or Zach and a six or Zach and a seven.
So I thought they were
Jets
getting back to
some
six.
Sort of yes, they're getting back a six.
So they and a seven and they split the money.
Yep, and the Jets attached a very, very late pick going to Denver. Listen, I wish the kid well. It didn't work out for a multitude of reasons. He was a mess. The franchise was a mess. I really think the beginning of the end was with those stupid Mike White t-shirts. I really do. Now, I'm not saying that if that didn't happen or Saleh intervened and said, no, guys, this is probably not the best look for morale of our young, precocious quarterback. We're trying to build around, take him off, that it would change anything. It just was never going to work here, again, for a multitude of reasons. But, you know,
How about the fact that he goes with Sean Payton in Denver?
Yeah, and their quarterback room is very weird right now. They don't have anybody.
Isn't it telling that arguably one of the great offensive minds, certainly currently, but you look at what Sean Payton has done, you know, won a Super Bowl, you look at all the success he had in New Orleans, he is the one who said, you know what, I'll take a flyer on
Zach Wilson. I'll kick the tires on him. You know, generally it goes that way. People who are great at their craft generally have an arrogance, and it's not a bad thing. I mean, you kind of need this, an ego and arrogance that they can fix whatever didn't work elsewhere. And Sean Payton's looking at that arm talent, the off-platform stuff, you know, a little bit of a rehabilitation period, get his head right, maybe coach him differently,
conceptually,
that they run schematically, get him out of New York. It would not surprise me if we're sitting there watching the Jets, watching the Giants, watching the Red Zone at some point
this year. Did they play Denver this year?
They played them 2 years in a row. I can't imagine it's three. I don't think so, but off the top of my head, I don't believe so.
I'd love to see that.
That'd be great. It'd be a nice, easy Jets win right now. I just think at some point we're going to see a Zach highlight flash up, social media.
Jet getaway, you go see, see Zach Wilson starting for the Broncos.
If you're going to London, I'll tell you that. Getting some...
you have the opponents? Are you definitely going?
I got some stuff. I just can't go with it yet.
Okay.
But it could be fun. Yeah, and I wish Zach well. I think he's a good kid.
Hey, man, and, football season be here before you know it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're looking forward to the draft. Yeah, me too. And I think the Jets screwed this up more than Zach Wilson. I know there are a lot of people who said Zach Wilson sucks.
Me too.
We are in agreement of that. The Jets never had a chance. I would have liked to have seen if he had a real chance what he could have done. Maybe it would have been on him. And I'm not saying he was great because he certainly wasn't, but I think the Jets butchered that from day one.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.